Foxes have their holes, the birds of the air have their nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. And that's Jesus speaking there in Luke in chapter 9. And he's pointing out that at night time, he had nowhere to lay his head and sleep. It's a staggering statement, really, because the one saying it, Jesus, had spent an eternity previous to this in glory, in unimaginable splendor. As God the Son, one of the three persons of the Trinity, of the Godhead, along with the Father and the Spirit, with whom he existed in perfect harmony, perfect love, perfect joy. And yet he had given that up to take on human flesh, become a man, who would have nowhere to sleep at night. It's an amazing truth when you stop and think about it. Let me read to you the next few verses from Philippians that we're thinking about today. They're from Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 through to halfway through verse 7. Adopt the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be exploited or grasped and held onto. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity. The opening words there of those verses are adopt the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus. Paul has just been talking in the previous couple of verses about the fact that as Christians, we should show humility. We shouldn't consider ourselves more important than others. Rather, we should consider them more important than us. So we should look out for their interests. Not just look out for ourselves, but look out for others. Paul says this is how we should be from verse 5 onwards, because this is how Jesus is. We're to adopt the same attitude that he did, and his is the supreme example of humility, of not holding on to his own importance and privileges, but rather letting go of them in order to serve the interests of others. Now, in order to serve us, what did the Lord Jesus Christ do? Well, he did what we've just thought about. Even though he had existed for all eternity as God the Son, he added to his deity human flesh. When the baby Jesus was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, it wasn't that God the Son stopped being God the Son and became a man instead. No, he remained God the Son. He just gave up many of the huge privileges of being God the Son, the glory of heaven. He gave that up to be born as a baby in the squalor of a stable. He humbled himself. He emptied himself by adding humanity. What an example for us. And that's why Paul is bringing up Jesus here as an example to those who are already trusting in him and are his people, as an example of how to adopt an attitude of humility. So it prompts us to ask the question, what are some of the things that we're tempted to hold on to rather than let go of them in order to serve Jesus? What privileges will we not let go of? It could be money, it could be position, it could be career, reputation, and the list goes on. But we shouldn't hang on to those things if it means that we can't serve others because of them. We must be ready to give them up in order to serve the interests are those that we can help. Be like Jesus. Adopt the same attitude as Christ Jesus.